USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber will move to avoid a government shutdown later today by passing a budget extension to mid-February. Pelosi telling reporters the measure will be immediately sent to the Senate.
We all have a responsibility to make sure that the government functions. I don't think that the Republicans in the Senate want to shut down government.
A bill must be passed by both the House and the Senate by a bill must be passed by both the House and Senate by Friday to avoid a partial shutdown. Today is the fourth day in the trial of former Empire star Jussie Smollett. Another key witness is expected to take the stand today. Yesterday, a witness testified that Smollett asked him to fake beat him up in Chicago in 2019 and requested he say MAGA during the staged homophobic and racist attack. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The immigration plan called Remain in Mexico is returning next week. The policy forces asylum seekers to wait south of the border until their claims can be heard. Mexico has reportedly agreed to provide security for buses that transport illegal immigrants attending court hearings. The United States also intends to divert migrants away from two crime-ridden cities. The suspect in the killing of teenager Ryan Rogers in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, has been arrested. Clint Shannon, the chief of police at the Palm Beach Gardens Police Department, says the crime was a random act of violence.
The incident itself appears to be a completely random act. We do not have a motive in this case, and I would best describe it as an innocent child victim having a chance encounter with a very violent criminal.
Police say Rogers was stabbed to death. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
45% of Americans in a new Gallup poll reported that recent price increases are causing their families some degree of financial hardship, with 10% describing the hardship as severe. Gallup saying lower income households are likely to be hit especially hard by the recent price increases, with 71% of households making less than $40,000 a year saying inflation has caused hardship. This as Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes President Biden is doing more harm than good when it comes to inflation.
We've had this pandemic for 2 years. We didn't have this kind of inflation, though, until Joe Biden and the Democrats took office. And he's largely just shifting the blame. He's not trying to come up with answers. He's blaming oil companies or OPEC for high gas prices, for instance. Well, it's Joe Biden who shut down the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office, who refuses to authorize other pipelines needed to move petroleum products across the country, who's trying to charge oil producers more fees for drilling on federal lands or in federal waters. These are things that are directly contributing to the inflation that is hurting American families.
Stacey Abrams announced that she's running for governor of Georgia next year. Abrams, a Democrat, narrowly lost to Brian Kemp in 2018 and alleged that the Republican Party suppressed the votes of minorities. In January, Democrats won both U.S. Senate seats in the Georgia special elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.